The Morehouse School of Medicine, not to be confused with Morehouse College, is an historically black medical school in Atlanta's West End.
And it has, since 1975, it's graduated more than 1,400 students. Now, our own WABE's Tasneem Shamma recently spent time with doctors, students, and researchers at the school to learn more about what they're working on. Tasneem joins us now. Tasneem, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, there's some really interesting projects going on there. I mean, the faculty members are working on studies like health disparities in the LGBT community, defining new ways of diagnosing malaria. And on my last visit, I spent a lot of time with the chair of the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology, and I talked to him about how they're trying to identify the genes that control sleep.
Genes that control sleep? I mean, I didn't even know that genes controlled sleep. So tell us how that works, if you can, without putting us to sleep.
Sure. So there's Professor Katima Paul and Jason DeBryan, and they're looking at 25 different strains of mice and testing them for 52 different traits or behaviors. So, for example, maybe one gene controls, like, what time you start to feel sleepy. There's another one that controls, like, how long you're fidgeting for before you actually fall asleep. And another one that maybe, like, controls how long you sleep for.
So how much turkey you've had is not part of this. It's genetics.
Basically. And, I mean, they've identified a few candidates already. And this research is important because once you know which genes control what, you can start developing the medicine you need to treat the sleep disorders.
While you were there, what did you notice that was different about the Morehouse School of Medicine that maybe some of our listeners don't know?
Well, I can answer that really easily. It's evident once you walk into the doors almost. But I think Dr. Jamie Hopkins, who I spoke to, actually explains it better.
We're very adamant about focusing our attention on populations that often don't have a voice. And it's reflected in not only research, but also in clinical practice and also in educating. You know, a lot of the students don't come from privileged backgrounds. And our goal is to really nurture them and give them the skills they need to be successful. And, of course, to go back or stay, for that matter. Sometimes people don't leave the communities that they grew up in, the communities that they were trained in, to be a resource in these communities. And that's the fabric of Morehouse School of Medicine.
And Dr. Hopkins, he's not just saying that. I mean, it's a historically black medical school, so 80% of the student body is African American. And everyone I spoke to connected what they were practicing, researching, or even studying in the classroom to minority or low-income communities.
Which is really important because we hear so much about how few doctors are practicing either in rural areas or in low-income communities, and a lot of rural areas are low-income communities, or in minority communities, how few doctors we have, what a shortage we have. So are these doctors actually, like, making a pledge or a commitment or something? And what's an example of some of the work that they're doing there?
Yeah, I mean, so right now they have, I think, about 86 students for their first class, and Morehouse School of Medicine is trying to increase their class size because they want to increase the number of students who will actually stay in the communities or go back, and that's what Dr. Hopkins talked about a little bit. I also spoke to other researchers at Morehouse School of Medicine, and just looking at sleep again, they're studying the impact of shift work on the circadian rhythm, so people who work overnight shifts. What happens to your sleep cycle and what happens to your health? Dr. Tassini, he's the chair of the Department of Pharmacology and Toxicology. He explains why they're even studying it.
Minority are particularly at risk because most of the shift work are actually minority. And we know that having the shift work increase your chance to develop several pathologies, cancers, cardiovascular disease, metabolism, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and he says that like about 20% of the working population in the United States do work overnight and are primarily minorities. It's something he also worries about because more work is shifting towards the night because of globalization and advances in technology. So in the future, we'll actually probably have to be taking like a lot of medication to keep our bodies functional because I don't know how you function like if you're not sleeping at night. But yeah, the Morehouse School of Medicine is actually working on developing those drugs.
Tasneem, besides research and providing clinical trials for people of color, how is the Morehouse School of Medicine also making sure that they are having an impact in these minority communities? I'm wondering, are they looking at collecting data that sort of gauges how impactful their research will be to the community?
So they have a center dedicated to this, and Dr. Jamie Hopkins, who we heard from before, actually focuses on that and looking at the impact of their research and their studies, and they're always, that's what their focus is. And the clinicians who are studying at Morehouse School of Medicine, many of them are doing clinical work with the Grady Health System and the Morehouse Healthcare. And they have a new president as of a few months ago, Dr. Valerie Rice. She's the first female president of the school, and she said her goal is to close the health disparities gap. That's a big goal, but the Morehouse School of Medicine is definitely working towards that. They've published a lot of studies on disparities, like the lack of access to mental health care in many minority communities and high rates of disease like diabetes and heart disease. Of all of that, though, what I found really interesting and like what my takeaway was is that they're also looking at the positive things that you and I might miss. And Dr. Jamie Hopkins, who we heard from before, he works on the ground, like in these minority neighborhoods with community advocates. And here's how he explained it.
You hear of the challenges, you hear of the setbacks, you hear of the inequalities. But another part of the conversation that's so salient are these community assets, the resiliency of these communities, despite having all these challenges, some people are still thriving and doing well. So that's a part of the story that you're not going to really get to unless you're really kind of in it.
So they're seeing the results, not just in terms of metrics or things you can measure. They're seeing results in the people themselves, which is really what medicine is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they always try to have community voice and just like having people from the community, like whenever they're doing any research or like even in the classroom. So
WABE's Tasneem Shammah, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.